Behind cleanup coordinator and longtime Mountain View resident Scott Kulhas, massive machines scoop mattresses and old couches into dumpsters.
Yeah, we're taking everything from hazmat and electronics, car batteries, tires, refrigerators, metal, general trash.
Over a week, the community collected about 200 tons of waste to be thrown out or recycled.
There's a lot of mobility here, a lot of transition. So there's a lot of stuff in apartments that people have moved from, a lot of stuff in the streets, a lot of stuff in the alleys. So it's a constant struggle.
But Kulhas says when residents come together to clear it away, it improves the community atmosphere.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt there's more pride. There's more pride. It's the broken window syndrome. If we fix the broken window, then everyone cares and it's going to be a better place. And if we leave it broken, they're going to break all the other windows, you know. So I think it makes a big difference, and I think people are proud of the way it looks right now.
Though it's the 25th annual community-wide cleanup in Mountain View, it's the first ever neighborhood park fix-it at Davis Park. The park is a small plot of wooded land with trails running through it next to a giant playground. Community members initiated the event to improve the safety of the area. Mountain View Lions Club member Amy Orange Posma is dragging bags of trash filled with things like power cords and pillows from abandoned homeless camps in the park. She says historically, many homeless people have lived here, but the area is for everyone.
This is a marvelous little chunk of trees, wild nature, and you got a street right there. So school's over that way, housing. It's just a lovely little refuge in Anchorage. All the parks are.
Tony Lucan and members of his church group from South Anchorage are clipping back brush from the trail that winds through the woods.
Oh, just to create some visibility into the woods, you know, make it a little bit more safe and give people a little more clearance, whether it be wildlife or, you know, any other kinds of dangers, possible hazards.
Anchorage Parks and Recreation Volunteer Coordinator Myrna Estrada explains that trimming the brush helps give residents a place they feel comfortable gathering.
Parks are great in our development and creating bonds with our friends and our families and our community.
A volunteer snips at a sapling right on top of Estrada.
That was a treat. See, we're bonding with nature.
Estrada escapes the incident without injury. The cleanup is attracting new people to the park as well, like Rebecca Castleman, who recently moved in just a few miles away.
We thought it was our first time here at the park, and we wanted to see what it was all about and maybe help clear some of the trails, and then we can enjoy it later, too, with our two little girls.
The park project marked the end of this year's citywide cleanup week. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.